Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we look at abiding in Christ. Let me make a statement right off. Now, self-righteousness is subtle. Let me say that again. Self-righteousness is subtle. Did you know that believers can have within them as a standard of conduct or even a worldview that is not necessarily written down, but which operates in their mind and in their conscience? And it is possible to live under this law, written or unwritten, and the condemnation that it creates. And believe it or not, you know, that is the only option without faith in Christ. Here we have two choices: either conviction, what the Holy Spirit does in us when we sin, and then condemnation, what the law reveals in us and what we heap to ourselves. Conviction, my friend, is of God and a most blessed thing in our lives, but condemnation, is from man, that would be ourself or others, and it destroys us. You know, there has always been an unspoken system of laws in most churches. Now, most of the time, you know, this system is not called laws, but any standard for living that is established as a means of drawing near to God or as the means of finding true life is called a law. That standard could be outward or inward. Conduct and is conditional, but it is nevertheless a law. It is about our righteousness or lack thereof, and it will produce more and more death in us if not dealt with by God. The only solution to this this impossible situation is who Jesus is and, of course, what Jesus has done in us. You know, we have to abide in Christ. We have to live in and experience the living Christ who right now dwells in us if we are a believer. Jesus Christ did not come to bring us to a better system, a better system of the law, or even to give us peace, Nor did Jesus come to give us power to obey God's law, Rather, Jesus came, now notice, to make possible for what we are in Adam to die in him so that we could then be raised as a new creation in Jesus Christ. And yet the new creature in us, that new creation in Christ Jesus, is not merely a creature that has some power to obey the law of God. Oh no. And why? Because that new creation is not under the law, but rather the law of the Spirit of life. Let me say that again. That new creation in us is not under the law, but rather it is under the law of the Spirit of life. Christ Jesus sets us free. Let me say that again. Christ Jesus sets us free from the law of sin and death. In Christ, we are raised up out of all of those systems of the law unto life. By faith, we abide in the person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. By faith, we abide in the person of Jesus Christ. He is other than ourselves. And as we abide in him, there will come a freedom to live for God. The Christian life, my friend, is not a walk according to the law or rules and regulations and traditions and doctrines. Oh, no. Our walk with the Lord is according to Christ. Now, this will not violate the law of God, for as the law of God is holy, so is the life in Christ holy. Thus, we are not living according to a system. Oh, no. We are living within a person, and this person is Jesus Christ. Now, it is possible for any of us to walk according to and to live under the law, sadly but true. The most in the church today, this is their experience with God, but sadly are greatly deceived into thinking what they are doing is living in Christ. Is a lie. Oh no, my friend. If they were really open to God, now open up your spirit here, my friend. If they were opened up to him, that's right, then they would be able to bring a total collapse to their false position. The law, you know, will do what it is intended to do, and that is to expose our sin and our unbelief and show us, like Paul told the, you know, the Galatians, that Jesus Christ alone is the only answer to our sin problem. He is the only answer for salvation, but even more, Jesus Christ is the only answer for our life. Abiding in Christ has to do with the practical day-to-day Christian living. Oh, yes, it does. Read John 15. Abiding in the person of Jesus Christ is the very life of the believer. He, Jesus, is to be the source for all needs, as we see in Galatians 2 and 20. Paul writes this here in Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The truth Jesus gave us of himself as the vine, and us being the people, you know, the branches in John 15, is the best example of what it means to abide in Christ. My friend, the vine, Jesus, is the source of all life for the branches. You know, that would be us. The branches and the fruit of a vine has no other source from which they can receive. Let me say that again. The branches and the fruit of a vine has no other source from which they can receive life. And once they are disconnected from the vine, they no longer can reconnect back to the vine. Oh no. At the level of maturity, the branch or the fruit is, when he detaches from the vine, that is all that he will ever become. Thank God, as people, if we disconnect in sin from the vine, Jesus can reconnect us. Wow, that's right. God has made a way by us asking forgiveness and repentance. Wow, therefore being reconnected back to the vine so that we can continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus, who is the only true vine, continually states this truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, the light, the true bread, the good shepherd, the door, the resurrection, and of course, the true vine. The book of Revelation gathers all of this up and calls Jesus the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Paul wrote that, God has given us all things freely in Christ Jesus in Romans 8 and 32. But these other designations of Jesus are not merely, you know, name tags that he wears. Oh no, rather Jesus is all of these in reality to us. You know, to put it another way, Jesus is our life, and therefore he is all and in all to us. There is nothing outside of him, nothing outside of this life. In John 1 and 4, we read, in him, Jesus, was life, and the life was in the light of men. In 1 John 5:11, John writes, and this is the record that God hath given to us, life eternal. And this life, wow, is in his Son. And who cannot forget John 11:25, when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. So the branches, us, are alive only through the life of the vine. Let me say that again. The branches, us, we are only alive through the life of the vine. Please note that the vine does not give the branches life to hold within themselves. Oh no. The life of the branches is dependent upon abiding in the vine. You and I are not given a thing or power to hold within ourselves or to use. Oh no. We are not given the things of God because of Christ. No. We are given Christ himself. We are joined together with him in spirit. Wow, all of that is given is in him, and we live out from him if we abide in him in faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that this is making sense to you, and you are getting it in your spirit, and you too are abiding in the vine, and you're abiding and you're growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you fall away, you can reconnect back to the vine. More next week as we look at abiding in Christ. God bless, and we will talk to you later. Amen.